Hello, and welcome to Focus. I'm Paul Nelson. A look at America in the 1950s reveals two major cultural themes. The dominant one, which by and large is still that today, was defined by the Cold War, golfing, crew cuts, and suburbia. It was personified by Dwight Eisenhower or Ozzie and Harriet. The other main subculture was cool, personified by jazz musicians like Charlie Parker or Thelonious Monk. One culture was about conformity. The other? Well, Lewis McAdams wrote the book on it. Let him tell you.
The birth of the cool took place in the shadows, among marginal characters, in cold water flats and furnished basement rooms. Most mid-century Americans were defined by their role in World War II, but cool wasn't drafted, and cool didn't serve, and cool was too young, too weird, too queer, too black, too strung out, too alien to take part.
Lewis McAdams is cool. Way cool. And not cool circa 1955, but he's third millennium cool. The author of Birth of the Cool, Beat, Bebop, and the American Avant-Garde, Lewis McAdams, is our guest today. I feel a breeze a-coming. Thanks for tuning in. This program is made possible in part by a contribution from the First American Education Project, informing the public about issues of importance to Indians and where candidates stand on those issues. Information online at first-americans.net or at 360-352-9833. And by the Best Western Pepper Tree Auburn Inn, 10 miles south of SeaTac Airport, near Highways 18 and 167 in Auburn, Washington, with king or double queen beds, in-room refrigerators and microwaves, business meeting space, and a 24-hour jacuzzi and indoor heated pool. Reservation information toll-free 888-624-4854.